brother by the name of Othello. He liked white women and he liked limoncello.
And a punk named Iago who made himself a menace cause he didn't like Othello.
The more of menace!
Now Othello got married to Desdemona, but he took her for the wars and he left her alone.
It was a Mona,
a grona.
He left her alone.
He didn't write a letter and he didn't tell a bona.
Now Othello loved Desi
like Adonis loved Venus.
And Desi loved Othello cause he had a big
sword.
But Iago had a plan that was clever and slick. He was crafty.
He was sly.
He was sort of a jerk.
He'd say, I'm gonna shaft the Moor.
How?
Tell us!
Well, I know his tragic flaw is that he's too damn jealous.
Jealous,
jealous, jealous, jealous. I need a dupe, I need a dope, I need a kind of a schmo. So he found a chump sucker named Acasio. And he plants on him Desdemona's handkerchief. So Othello starts thinking about maybe if, while he been out fighting, commanding an army, are Desi and Cass playing hide the salami?
Salam, salami!
So he come back home and he smothered the girl, and he thinks he pulled it off without a care in the world. But there's Amelia at the dough, who we met in Act 4, who said, yo homie, she wasn't no hoe. She was
pure,
she was clean,
clean,
she was virginal too.
So why'd you have to go and make her face turn blue?
It's true, it's you,
know what you gonna do?
And Othello say, damn, this is getting pretty scary. So he pulled out his blade and committed Harry Carey.
Do that fucking boy, big bad boy.
Yeah,
hey. Iago got off on a technicality, moved to Hollywood,
and got his own TV
show that is Primetime, HBO. Desperate Houseboats. Thank you.
What up, what up?
Out of here.
Peace.